Great. Well,
Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
good morning, everyone. Excited to be back to the calls, back to hopefully seeing some of our colleagues there in Zimbabwe that we haven't seen for some time. I think at the beginning, we should just take a moment and recognize that the world has dramatically changed since we last spoke with most of you all or joined with our colleagues there. And we're living in a new paradigm. So we want to certainly be respectful of everything that is going on in our world and in your world and in your clinical world there. But we also want to see if we can keep moving the quality improvement, continuous quality improvement, clinic lab interface forward. So that's where we are today. And I know that Japhet will talk a little bit more about directions going forward, but I wanted to share with you sort of the pager, and that's something I've been learning about. I call it an agenda on steroids. So let me just share with you what we're hoping to accomplish in the next 45 minutes now. So we have the purpose. We want to connect with the coaches again. We want to present and discuss plans for the LARC going forward, which will be a virtual plan at the moment. And then we're going to want to clarify roles and responsibilities of the coaches. So that's the purpose of the meeting. The agenda, we're going to start here in a minute with an icebreaker. And then you can see there that I think Japhet will be covering the overview going forward. And then I'll talk about some coaches ask. We'll have some time for some Q&A. And then at the end, Dr. Katie Yao has some information for us. She wants to do a poll, and we want to talk about the future going forward. We have some ground rules, and if you're in agreement with these ground rules, you can literally raise your hand on Zoom, or you can physically raise your hand, or you can type into the chat box, agree. We want all questions to be welcome. We want to be respectful. We want to start and end on time. So we didn't start on time yet, but we're having to end. We will end on time because we have another call after this. Please mute when not speaking. We really want people to fully participate in a new world going forward. We're all going to be virtual for a while, so we need to learn how to do that every day better. With a virtual world, be patient. Things may not always work perfectly. And as Dr. Junior pointed out last time, you can raise your hands. It's a Zoom feature. And hopefully, as we go along, we'll learn some more of that. Our expectations for this meeting, that's the E in pager, is that we'll have clear action items for the coaches going forward. And if not all are here, then we can certainly post this and others can listen later on. We hope that we can have a vision and share that with all of us that for LARC going forward, how it will look like in the future. And then Dr. Katie will be the facilitator, and we have several presenters. So that's the roles. So at this point, we love to start with our icebreaker. And I want everybody to be able to locate your chat box. Hopefully, you've already found it because you've typed your name in. But in the chat box, and I'll ask Katie to monitor this for me. In the chat box, type in what has been most different for you since the COVID pandemic. What has been most different for you since the COVID pandemic? You can type in one or two words, just a couple of words there, and we'll see what kind of responses we get. So your chat box is an orange box there, so you can jump in and just type. It will say to everyone, and you can just type it. Okay, so from Katie, I see full-time teleworking. For me, no travel. Sonia is traveling from place A to place B, liberty, reduced workforce. Dr. Junior, adapting to virtual way of doing business. We're kind of all in that boat together, aren't we? Taku says, time moves so fast. Say more about that, Taku.
There's a turtle there. How did you get a turtle in?
That's a tongue-in-cheek. I think that's a tongue-in-cheek kind of.
Yeah, it's an oxymoron.
Yeah, I saw a little joke the other day. It said, I've taken 11 naps and eaten 5 times, and it's still today. Jafet says, adjusting to teleworking. So a lot of changes that we have experienced. So has everybody gotten a chance to type in something there? I think so. Okay, excellent. Well, thanks for using the chat box. And the chat box is also going to be super important going forward for us as we want to be able to have questions and interact. You can certainly do that. You can raise your hand physically. You can raise your hand in the Zoom. So thanks for sharing in that. So now we're going to go to the kind of the vision, the why, the sort of where we're headed. So we'll turn the time over to Jafet. Jafet, do you want to share a screen or do you want this to stay up?
I'll share my screen.
Okay, I'll stop. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, morning and afternoon to you all. I'll walk you through an update to all the coaches regarding, you know, the new developments since COVID-19. So I'm sure you recall that in January we convened our second learning sessions and with most of the sites. They shared their feedback. Yes, can you hear me?
You froze in the last 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. So maybe let me start afresh. Okay, I was saying, I'm sure everyone, you recall that in January, we convened and we conducted our LS2. And most of the slides, I'm sure you all received feedback for the slides that were presented during the learning section. I shared this through an email. If you have not received them, please do get in touch so that you review the feedback that was shared by our consultants with regards to the presentations that we shared with them. Then we are hoping that in May we'll have LS3, but I'm sure we are all aware that because of COVID-19, the chances are next to none that we'll conduct the session, that the physical session is a team. And just to add to that, our Youth Excellence also there was also a statutory instrument 83 of 2010, which also brought in the issues to do with the lockdown as a way of preventing and containing COVID-19, as well as to treat those that have tested positive. So the project management team is working very closely with all the partners, all the stakeholders, to ensure that we continue with CLI during the lockdown. We don't want CLI to die a natural death, so we want it to continue during and beyond the lockdown. So one of the options that we have We are in, you know, consultation with our beloved implementing partners to try and source data bundles so that the coaches and the facility teams can participate in the different, you know, meetings that we will be conducting moving forward. So, you know, with the new developments that we have in place, we won't be able to conduct, you know, the physical meetings, but virtual meetings. So there's need for data to, you know, ensure that this takes place. So in terms of what we expect from you, our coaches, as well as the participant, we are hoping that once we have all the requirements, all the resources in place, you also complete the mandatory online courses on the IHI website. You also work on your presentation, LS2 presentation, in terms of updating them and, you know, aligning them based on the feedback that you received from LAC. We also expect the coaches together with the facility teams to participate in future webinars that will be, you know, held with the support from our LAC consultant. So just remember this, that in the near future, we won't be conducting, you know, the physical meetings that we are used to, but we'll be relying on the virtual meeting. So once we have availed the necessary resources, be it data and so forth, we'll expect our coaches as well as the facility teams to participate in these meetings. We also expect our coaches together with the facility teams to participate or to have these discussions through different platforms that we have, be it WhatsApp, whether Zoom, any platform or virtual platform that we are using as facilities. Let's try and by all means to ensure that participants, they participate in the discussions. I know, you know, coaches have different WhatsApp groups with their facility teams. We want to ensure that everyone who is part of the group actively participate in the discussion, so that there is peer learning, exchange of ideas between the facility teams as well as the coach. We also want to maintain communication, communication with their coaches where they need assistance, because we are aware that, you know, we have scaled down, you know, facility visits. For most of the coaches, I know I've been in touch with the OFIT team. They have since resumed facility visits, but at a minimum scale. I think that they are visiting, if not twice, it's thrice per week. So with that, we want to ensure that communication, the support that you give to facility still exists. And lastly, on this slide, we also want the coaches together with the facility teams to participate in a virtual learning session. The modalities as to how we are going to, you know, conduct this, we'll share in due course. But I think for your own information, we are planning to conduct a virtual learning session whereby facility teams, coaches, the our consultants, our faculty team, you know, we'll be taking this learning session in different places. So we just want to ensure that this happens, and we can only achieve this with the help and support from you, our beloved coaches. Then the last slide, like what I said, we are in the process of mobilizing the resources so that, you know, all our plans, our dreams will materialize, especially things to do with the data, so that when it comes to connection, you can connect without problems to attend IHI webinars and so forth. All the resources will permit so that we will continue with our implementation of our CLI. However, yes, we are mobilizing resources, but there is need to ensure accountability for the resources that we have, you know, mobilized from our different partners. So we can only achieve this with the support from our coaches to ensure that, you know, facility teams use the available resources or the mobilized resources to achieve the intended goal, be it participating in webinars, participating in LS3, enrolling and taking the IHI courses and so forth. We can only ensure this through the support from you, our coaches. And lastly, if there are any topics that you want our consultant or the LAG team to, you know, assist us, feel free to reach out to us so that we can also share with our coaches. Since most of the sessions will be virtual, we can then utilize the available time that we have so that we learn more during this time, since we have less of the site visits and maximize on, you know, peer exchange, peer learning, and also to, you know, learn more from our LAG team. Then lastly, if you need or if you have any input or anything that you have or you think might be, you know, useful or that can lead to success of VL CLI, please feel free to share with us, because the success of this initiative, it only happen if there is collective effort or if we work together as a team. I know we understand that things have changed, but we all, if we bring our minds together, I'm sure we will achieve something during this time that we are experiencing this pandemic. I think in a nutshell, that was the update from MOACC. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jafet. I really appreciate the giving us the why, the overview, the direction going forward. So I think that's it's very important for us to have and to start with. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Some of those thoughts you're going to hear again, the peer learning. So just to quickly back to our pager. So that was the overview of LARC going forward. Happy to hear that we want to keep LARC going and we don't want it to die a natural death there, Jafet. So good news. So now I want to take just a few minutes and talk about the coaches ask. These are things that we are asking of the coaches. And really the goal is we see the coaches as the key ingredient in moving this CQI clinic lab interface forward. So you all are really the linchpins in the process, and we appreciate you being here today. And I'm going to go very quickly back to the PowerPoint, and just want to move through this a little bit and just give you an overview of the ask. You heard this from Jafet, so it's will be just reaffirming and confirming. We want a very important piece, and we feel like probably the first piece, the first step, is to review and update those PowerPoint presentations. The quality improvement curriculum kind of builds on one as the tools go along, they build on each other. So we want to make sure there's a thorough and complete understanding of some of these very important tools before we jump to what we might have covered in learning session 3. So what we're going to start out with some smaller, shorter sessions and really work on some of those concepts that we may want to clarify, update, review. So I'm going to give you a demonstration in just a second of actually reviewing the PowerPoints and how that works, but we want you to review the comments on there, then respond to them, work with your team, and update those PowerPoints to fulfill the requests that have been made there. Yaichai Open School, participation in these Zoom LARC meetings. Of course, site visits, whether you do those virtual or in person, connecting with your site team, and that really supporting the teams and learning and applying. You guys are the keys to help the teams apply this methodology. And then a site visit table, I would propose, and I'll talk about this more with the faculty, that we just have a simple table at least to see which sites are getting visited, how often they're getting visited, just to maybe keep track of that. I know we've talked about an electronic tool, but we haven't really got that up and going yet. So we'd like to have some idea about the frequency and timing of the visits at least, and maybe what was covered. So I don't have that yet, but we'll hopefully be getting that to you soon. So reviewing the PowerPoints with the comments. So just a quick process map, right? I love process mapping. It's my favorite tool. So here we go. We're going to download the PowerPoint, and then you will click review to see the comments. You won't automatically see the comments unless you click that review. So again, we'll demonstrate this. And then you look at those comments. You want to review the concepts. If there's a comment about the process mapping tool, then you may want to go back and review that concept. And where could you do that? Well, follow my asterisk here. Down here, there's a lot of resources out there. Of course, there's the IHI courses. They talk about process mapping in the IHI courses. There's your LARC workbook. Don't forget about your LARC workbook. It has the tools in there and some guidance. There's the LARC website, larcqi.org. All the tools are there. And the workbooks, the PowerPoints from the workshops and the learning sessions, everything is there at the website. And peers, I heard Jeff say learning from your peers. And I think that is one of the key methods of a learning collaborative. So you could get together and three or four of you could say, you know, let's just get online and review since we're working virtually. Let's get online and talk about, you know, we'll all view the IHI video and then we'll get online and we'll talk about it. Your peers are an amazing resource for you. And we saw some beautiful process maps from some of your peers. So touch bases with those people. And then the LARC faculty, your in-country faculty, Katie and I, we're always here to help out. And since we'll be having these webinars, hopefully every other week, you can submit those questions ahead of time. Submit a topic that you want to talk about. And Jafet mentioned that as well. So definitely take some time and understand the concept and ask questions if you don't. So, and then with your team, you're going to update your PowerPoint. If it says the process map doesn't have enough detail, then you're going to update that in the PowerPoint. And then that updated PowerPoint would be presented at the LARC webinars, key pieces of it. So we don't want you to represent your cases before you've had time to review those comments and update your PowerPoints. Anything to add there, Katie?
Yes, please. Thank you, Barbara. I just would like to add one thing that you don't have to agree with every comment we put there. But what we would appreciate, for example, sometimes I question your statistics about, if I look at your number of people on ART and your your coverage rate, and I will question, you know, your number of samples collected per week, for example. But I will put a comment there. But if there is an explanation, then I would appreciate you typing the response to our comment so we understand why the statistics were like that. So that's what I'm saying. If you disagree, please give us some explanation, justification, and we will accept that. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Katie. So let's just take an example. I just picked one this morning. And
you need to share your screen, Barbara. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So this one happens to be overspilled. Now, I cannot see any comments. So what am I going to have to do? I am going to have to go to review. I'm going to have to click on the word review. And then in my particular, I have to click on show comments and click on the comments pane. So I just want to stress to you that if you go in there, you will not see the comments unless you click on review and then make the comments show up. Okay, so that's one point. And then here I made a comment on this slide. I said, the orange was only meant to be for instructions. So please, any orange, get rid of it. It's just instructions. Please use a color that we could see better, right? So you would want to switch it to black. So that would be a comment on that particular slide. Now, as we go to the next slide, so here's a positive comment. Great to have the team, but take out, maybe you want to take out the phone numbers, you know, just a comment there. Here's, and I can't, I've got my screen. Let me move you guys. Okay. There's a comment here that this is a nice summary, but over the project, some of the elements are missing. So the voice of customer is missing, a data collection plan, root cause analysis. So some key points are missing from this presentation. So when you read this, you know, as the coach of this team and as the team members of this team, then you'll want to go back and add those things in. And if you have questions or don't understand something, again, that's where those resources come in, the IHI courses, the workbook, the peers, the faculty. So a lot of places you could go for that.
And Barbara, your comments on missing elements, you are not commenting on this particular slide, the story of our project. You are talking about entire presentation. Is that right?
Yes. I came, after I went through the whole thing, I came back and said, wow, there are some key pieces missing. So I put that comment here, but you would also see it on each slide as you go through. My cursor is going, oh, can't find it. Oh, here it is. Okay. So Katie makes a comment. She's puzzled by the statistics. So Katie, you want to say anything? I think you said if you have a response, please put it here. And then my cursor keeps going away. This is where the patient.
So another thing is that I think one reason why the numbers don't seem reasonable, given, you know, I'm putting them together, maybe because the time frame is different. So if you can just, if this is the only statistic you have, perhaps it'll be very helpful to put in the time frame, because this may be just this last month, or we are talking about the entire year. Time frame would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. And again, I keep losing my cursor.
If you just do the next downwards arrow, yeah, that will help you advance.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. And a comment, I've made a comment. The steps are summarized. You can title it a process change. So again, some of them just may be comments. And then just some updates. So I'm going to come out of this presentation and we'll go to another presentation. And I will come back and share my screen. Again, thanks for your patience as we switch out. So again, I've already opened this one, but you have to go to review. And in my case, you have to click on the comments and you have to click on comments pane. So you're able to see the comments. This one, Katie says, please use the template for the project summary. So that would be, you know, related to a slide there. And then elevator speech, I'm asking a request there. Katie says the process map is incomplete. Now, let me ask for some interaction here. What would you do in this case if you got this comment? The process map is incomplete. You can open your mic, you can type in. What would you do at this point if you got this kind of comment? And let's make it real here. How would you begin to update the process map? Where would you start? Any thoughts from our coaches out there?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Liberty, go for it.
How's it? No, I'm just wondering, is your question more to do with the missing link? Like to say how you would then discover the missing part?
Where would you start if you were told your process map was incomplete? How would you start that to fix that?
Okay. It depends, because I'm just thinking maybe it will mean maybe someone else has to look into the processing of it. Because maybe I'm not getting your question, sorry.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking if you're told your process map is incomplete, I would think you'd want to go back to the process, right? Go back to the site, talk to the site people, and get some more detail, add in some more detail, you know? I'm just trying to think of where you start. Once you get these comments, how would you go about correcting them? Just some guidance in general.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if it's incomplete, it means maybe you'd need to, like you're saying, have another perspective of the process at the actual site. But now, if you are the same person, maybe, or the same team that was involved, maybe you're likely to come up with the same process again. So maybe I wouldn't say benchmarking, because already it's outside your process. So some external eye would help. I don't know.
So let me comment on this. There are two possibilities. One is that they did a great job process mapping the process has with all the details, but they didn't capture it here, you know, because these are basically very wide steps. And so maybe one possibility is to go back to your, I don't know whether you can still, you took a photo or you still collected all those sticky notes when you did the process mapping. But there's also a possibility that they didn't capture all the details. They didn't do it right the first time. So they may need to go back and reprocess map their process. Over.
So Liberty, I really like your idea. And I think this comes back to peer interaction, right? You could actually call another coach and say, can you come over with me? Or we can do this virtually. And I'm proposing that we would actually, I'd like to try that with you all, a virtual process map in a couple of weeks. So, you know, learning how you could do it virtually. But I think that's a great point. You know, get some other eyes on there, get some other input from other coaches or faculty. So I think that's the point I want to make. You know, rely on as many resources as you need to get these updated. So I'm going to stop sharing this one as well. Our time is running out here, but let me go back to this, the PowerPoint. And so again, spend some time, and this is may take some time because some of them are more complete. Some of the PowerPoints are more complete than others. And then the next slide. So that's all I'll say about reviewing the PowerPoints, but I think it's a big chunk of what we're asking you all to do. And it may require some review and some bringing in other resources. The IHI Open School courses, some people listened to seven courses, but it wasn't these seven courses. So just a quick review of which seven courses are required. And if you have questions in the LARC website, you're able to actually see these as well. That's where I pulled these from today. So just a reminder that that is part of what we're suggesting. And then webinars going forward. So we are looking at May 6th. Now, that depends on if we get our data bundles and resources in. But what we'd like to do at that webinar is basically do a QI case overview. Katie and I have been working while we had some time off a little bit to work on getting a case put together that would kind of highlight how all the tools work together, kind of the big picture view of how all the tools work together. So we'd like to do that. And I would definitely like to test out, learned about some virtual ways to do virtual process mapping. Would love to test that out. I don't know if we'll have time on May 6th. if we have 2 hours, we might indeed have time. So we need a site to volunteer to share with us their process. Or we could add an additional section, a session on the 13th of May. I know we want to typically do these every 2 weeks, but maybe since we're have maybe a little more time on our hands right now while we're in a lockdown, we might add another session in. I'll throw that out there for you. And then going forward, what we'd like to do is have the teams present their cases. Now, maybe not the whole entire presentation, but the focused areas of the presentation that we're working on. And then we'd like to have a short learning burst, you know, like a 15-minute learning burst. And then we'd like to have time for question and answer. So we'd like to, this is a test of change, right? We're in a new world. So we'd like to try going forward to do this, this test of change where we do some case presentations, a learning burst, and then give a lot of time for questions and answers. So we'll do a test on that and see how it works. And as Jafet said, we'll all ultimately be thinking about how to do the next learning session. But we really do need to catch up on some of these key principles from the last learning session before we'd be ready for that anyway. So this proposal for going forward, and I think that is the end of the show. So I will stop sharing for now. We can go back to our pager. And so that was all I had for that. We have about 10 minutes left. So that would give us about 5 minutes for question and answer, and then another 5 minutes for Katie to wrap us up. So we have a few minutes now for question and answer, and I think I want to make sure that everyone is clear on what the expectations are going forward and how things are going to look, and we're going to start in a direction, try some things. We always want your feedback. I think Katie will talk with that as well. It's new for us. It's new for you. So we're all going to want to be learning what works best for everyone.
Barbara.
Yeah.
could you please clarify that their PowerPoint is a reflection of how they carry out their project for AIM 1, right? Now, we are asked, we put in comments, we ask them to redo some things. Our intent is really course correction, right? If they didn't do something right, they have to go back, relook at their data, even recollect their data. Is this that what's expected of them? Can you please clarify?
Well, yeah, I think so. I guess others here can agree or disagree, but I think we're really saying learn the methodology on AIM 1, which was hopefully the quickest and shortest and maybe I don't want to use the word easiest, but maybe the quickest and shortest aim that we were working on. So I know that it's going to be a bit crazy in the clinics now, but we still want to get to that goal of having the results in the green book. So yes, I would say that it's not just making a pretty PowerPoint. It's actually doing the work to make a complete project. So other questions? We have a couple minutes here, and then I'll turn the time over to Katie. So I know we don't have a lot of coaches online. I hope that folks will be able to listen to this recording later on. And perhaps we need some guidance as to what to do to let the coaches know about these sessions going forward.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Liberty.
Hi. Yeah, so my question is more directed with the BRIDI comments, because I was going through the comments with the team. So we have a scenario where if we are to impact on turnaround time, it's going to dwell mostly on the lab, intra-lab portion of it. So my question now is, with clinical lab interface in place, where exactly would we then demonstrate that link? If, for example, we are going to zero down on the interlab, since we've discovered that is what our priority area is. Thanks.
Thanks, Liberty. So I'm applaud you, and you need, you know, interlab is definitely a key point. But what I think the vision was is that you would liaise with the labs and look at that entire process, that you would go with a writer and map out that process of the writer picking up the sample and bringing it in, and then how the results got back to your lab, that would be something, because right now we don't even really know where the issue is. So maybe some baseline data about, you know, how much time it takes for the sample to get to the lab. I think you probably had that, or I know NMRL maybe had that, but we didn't have any information about the back end, you know, how it got from the lab back. So, I mean, I would love to see that whole process mapped, you know, follow the writer, look at the steps, do some timing, and, you know, understand where the gap is there, because I think at least NMRL was also working on a transition sheet or a transportation sheet. I think that was also an intervention. So I think we'd love to see you look at those two pieces and at least try to understand. So that's the define and the measuring, right? Understanding, process mapping, measuring, understanding where the gaps are in that process. Hopefully that could be in parallel with your intralab work. Does that make sense? Any comments, Katie?
Yeah, I think for me, it makes a lot of sense. like if you look at the NMR scenario, because they also have a lot of hubs coming into play. So for NMRL, definitely, it's going to be mostly the post-analytic, pre-analytic stages that we need to zero down into. But for like BRDIH, because what we're looking at was, at most on a daily basis, we have a rider going to the respective clinics. Then we have also a transmitter sheet that has been running through these clinics. And what we had zeroed down was to say, okay, if it's taking less time to take the result, for example, for the city clinics from the lab, then we'd analyze to see that most of our issues were in the sort of intra-lab. So we're then also trying to then look at, to say, okay, how are we going to factor in the clinic lab interface? Then we were looking into sample rejections. We also had issues, for example, where we had a scenario where if you do the Pareto chart, you get that most of your rejections, it's due to no samples or no forms. So we thought, okay, this is an intervention that can link us with the clinic, because it was either way, we also now have to go and train the clinic or the rider, some process has to be happening there to reduce that rejection rate. But definitely for NMRL, it appears that the hubs are the issues that we are zeroing down into. So I think that is where my line of questioning was. Thanks.
Well, so Liberty, I would love to see that data. I mean, have you actually looked at the timing for the pre-analytic phase and the timing for the post-analytic phase? Do you have data that lets us know it's not a problem?
So I think I can share those because we have some turnaround time Excel sheet that we've been using and getting the data from some of the transmitter sheets.
So if it's not a problem, you know, let's work on something that is a problem. I don't want you to do something that doesn't make sense, but I also, you know, I think let's look at the data first.
Yeah, definitely.
So may I suggest that we take that in a separate, you can exchange email or have set up separate call for that. I just want to be sensitive to the time we have. So Barbara, before I do my final thing, do you have anything else you want to cover before we wrap up?
No. I just we'd just love to have more coaches on here and have it really be that network.
Yes. So I'm going to download the recording and then send the link. We're going to upload that into YouTube. I'm going to send the link to Jeffet. Jeffet, please reach out to all the coaches. Ask them to listen to the recording. And I am going to have tell them that there are two built-in posts. You know, they need to send in their answers to you. That's a evidence that they have viewed the recording. Okay, so let me launch my first call, a warm-up poll. So please all go. I'm going to launch it and let me know if you see it. Have you seen it?
I do, yes.
Go ahead and type in yes or no. Okay, so we only have four people voting. Okay, so here are the result. All four of you are involved. Share results. Oh, you see that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now stop share. I'm going to launch a different poll. This is the exit poll. So please go ahead and answer.
Well, I don't think I should answer.
This is anonymous. I want to let you know this is anonymous, so feel free to share your honest opinion.
Yes, that is the only way we can make it better is by providing honest feedback.
Okay, so let me share results.
Okay.
Okay, great. So I am going to again share the link, and Jeff, please ask the coaches sending their answers, and also you during your presentation, you are also asking them to suggest topics we cover the webinar. So I think in that same email or WhatsApp message, you can ask them to do all of the above.
Okay.
We would love to hear from them what
it's
they would like us to cover.
It's 9:31, so I think we are we signing in for a different link for the
other? So I'm going to stop recording, and then let me pause.